I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrissy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, Sandwich Arts Alliance is holding two big events for the weekend right in the center of town. Tell us what's happening.
Well, on Saturday, the event is called Arts in Action, and there's going to be a dozen artisans, including ones who do quilting, collage, and jewelry making. They're going to display, create, and discuss their art from 11 to mid-afternoon at Sandwich Town Hall. There's going to be a display of paintings and photography by local artists there, too, and then the artisans are going to donate their work for a silent auction. Then on Sunday, from 2 to 4, will be the town's first Porch Fest, and there was one in Wellfleet a few weeks ago. And that is when visitors can just walk along and listen to different musicians playing at different locations. In Sandwich, there's going to be solo artists, duos, and small combos performing on porches of historic homes and businesses along Main, Jarvis, School, and Summer Streets.
This is the weekend for the Yarmouth Seaside Festival, with a lot happening at different locations around the town.
Well, there is a sand sculpture contest and kayak and canoe race next Monday, but most of the events at the festival are going to take place Saturday and Sunday. That includes a craft fair, food vendors, rides and games, and live music. That's all happening at the Joshua Sears Memorial Field in South Yarmouth on both of those days. Then there's a 5K road race that happens on Sunday morning. A parade starts at noon on Sunday down Route 28, and there's going to be fireworks at 8 o'clock Sunday at Seagull Beach. One of the events this particular festival is known for is the bed race, and that starts at 11 on Saturday and involves teams of five people. They have to choose a theme, build a bed, and then four push and one rides in the race. They have prizes for first place and people's choice, but then there's also the most outrageous bed and then the Broken Spring Award, also known as What Were You Thinking?
There's a big concert Sunday night in Harwich for fans of a cappella music with a sort of mashup of two well-known groups.
Well, one is the Manhattan Transfer that started out in the 1970s, and then the other is Take Six, which has been around for about 25 years. They've got about 20 Grammy Awards between them, and they're doing a concert together, but it's not the typical style of one group doing its songs and leaving the stage, then the second group doing theirs. We have an interview in Cape Week with Alan Paul, who's one of the co-founders of Manhattan Transfer, and he says the members of the different group are going to be on stage together and sort of mix and match with all of them or different small groups, performing their own songs and each other's songs. And some of it's going to be in an improvisational way, so the show's a little different each time they do it. There is going to be some backup musicians on some of the songs, so not everything is strictly a cappella, but it is going to be a big night for close harmony singing.
And if you're in Provincetown this weekend, keep an eye out for a kind of historic ship you don't get a chance to see very often.
With its harbor out there at the end of the land, Provincetown gets some visits from some beautiful ships, including tall ships and schooners, and there was a cruise ship there recently. From Friday to Sunday, as part of a long sailing tour, the visiting vessel is going to be the Galleon Andalusia. It's a replica of a 16th century Spanish galleon that's become a floating museum. It's going to be docked at Provincetown's McMillan Wharf Friday through Sunday, and they're going to have tours there from 10 to 6 each day for a fee, so you can go on and see its decks and its sails and the interpretive center that it has on board.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.